弟兄姐妹和朋友们，大家平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters and friends.
圣诞节啊，十二月份是我们带着感恩的心来数算神恩典的日子。
December is the month where we count the blessings of God with a thankful heart.
在圣诞节，我们纪念耶稣基督的降生。
For Christmas, we are remembering the Jesus Christ born for us.
耶稣基督的降生拯救了全世界74亿人口中的24亿6千万。
The birth of Jesus Christ has saved 2.46 billion people out of the 7.4 billion in the whole earth.
这些人被称为基督的门徒，就是基督徒。
And these people are called the disciples of God, which are Christians.
占全世界人口的三分之一还多。
And that takes up one third of the population.
我们感谢神，他也拣选了你和我。
We thank God that He has chosen you and me.
让我们今天还活在地上的时候，能够进到神的殿中来一同的来敬拜他。
While we're still living on earth, we have the chance to worship in church together.
我想请问在座的成年人
okay, I want to ask the adults here today
在2018年当中你经历了神的很多恩典和祝福的
If you have experienced lots of grace and blessings from God in 2018
比如神的供应和保护
example,
怜悯和陪伴
For example, provision, care, and mercy from God,
医治或者是释放
healing and liberation from God,
鼓励或者是引领
encouragement and guidance.
不管你经历到什么，都是从神来的，请你举手。
If you have experienced those, please raise your hand.
哇，我们感谢神，谢谢你们，请放下。我也想问我们当中的孩子们，在2018年，你经历到神的爱和恩典的。
Okay, now it's for the children. If you have experienced love and blessings from God in 2018,
比如说你在祷告的时候，你觉得神听了你的祷告，而且回应了。
For example, if you think God heard your prayers and answered your prayers,
或者在你需要的时候，他就伸手帮助了你。
Or when you are in need and He helped you.
如果你有这样的经历，请你站起来好吗
？And if you have this kind of experience in 2018, can you please stand up?
我们当中的孩子们，哇！让我们来为他们鼓鼓掌哈。好，请坐下。
You can be seated.
我们非常的感恩哈，在这个忙碌的生活和学习的当中，我们能够有这样的分辨力，知道这一切的美好都是从神而来的。
We are very thankful that we can realize how God is doing things among us in our lives.
Hallelujah, 神在我们当中。
Hallelujah, God is with us.
今天是12月30号，后天就是2019年了。
So today is December 30th, and the day after tomorrow would be 2019.
请你跟你旁边的弟兄姐妹或者朋友来说，祝你新年快乐，蒙大恩。
So please tell to the person next to you, Happy New Year and blessings to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
好，让我们一同的来思想，我要怎么样做就能够蒙大恩呢
？So let's consider this together. What can I do to be blessed?
在新约圣经中的保罗
，In the New Testament, Paul，
他写信给腓立比教会的这个信中说
，And he wrote letters to the Philippians.
他把基督徒蒙大恩的秘诀告诉了我们。
He told us the secret of getting blessings from God.
保罗在信中讲了他自己很多的经历和得着。
And he talked about a lot of experiences that he had himself.
在腓立比书三章八节，他说：“ 我为了得着基督，已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，因为我已认识我主基督为至宝。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, he said, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
接下来就是我们刚才一起读的经文啊。保罗说，这不是说我已经得着耶稣基督了。已经完全了，我乃是竭力的追求。竭力追求的意思就是迅速果断的向着得着耶稣所前进。
And then it comes to the passage too we just read, for verse 12 said, Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus had made me his own.
保罗说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So Paul said, not that I have already obtained this.
我只有一件事。
There is one thing.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And that is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead and press onward to the goal.
要得上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗在这里告诉我们，他活着就只有一件事。
So Paul is telling us here that there is only one thing.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And that is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead and press onward towards the goal.
这就是保罗得着大恩典，得着基督的秘诀。
And this is the secret that Paul's got the blessing.
就是他蒙大恩得永生的秘诀。
The blessing and eternal life, the secret to eternal life.
也可能你会说，这是保罗得着的，和我有什么关系呢？
You may think, oh, well, this is only for Paul. What does it have to do with me?
四章九节，保罗说了。
And in chapter 4, verse 9, he says,
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的上帝就必与你们同在。
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
盼望今天在这里的每一位，无论是长辈是父母还是孩子，都能把这个秘诀记在心里。
Hope that everyone who's here today, doesn't matter if you're elders, if you're parents or children, that we can all get the secret.
让这个秘诀成为你生命当中方方面面见证主的大恩的见证。
And this could be our testimonies in lives.
保罗的秘诀让我们怎样做呢？
So, what is the secret of Paul?
第一个就是要忘记背后，努力面前的。
So, first thing is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
忘记背后容易吗？
Forgetting what lies behind,
很不容易，对不对？
Is that easy? No, it's not easy.
这里的忘记是动词，是要有行动的。
So, forgetting here, it's a verb, so it's an action.
可能呢，在我们当中的有一些人，在你信主的过往的日子里和经历当中。
So some of us who has already believed in the Lord for many, many years, you have experiences.
经历很多神的恩典和帮助。
Lots of experience of blessings and grace and help from God.
甚至取得了很多的成就，你的服事也很有果效。
So you might have a lot of achievements and your ministry is effective as well.
但无论多好，
But doesn't matter how good it is.
你都要学习忘记背后。
We have to learn to forget what lies behind.
为什么？
Why?
因为过去的美好经历和见证，它已经不能够表明你今天仍然行在神的心意中。
Because the past good experiences doesn't prove that you are still walking in the will of God today.
不要让过去的经历成为你现在谈论的资本和属灵的骄傲。
Don't let the past experiences be your talking capital and spiritual pride.
我们当中也可能有一些人在过去信主的年日里经历了很多的磨难或者是挫折。
And some of us can probably experience lots of difficulties in the past years.
比如说疾病啊，意外的事故啊，或者是特别事件，甚至是失败。
For example, it could be sickness, accidents, special events, even failures.
带来很多的内伤和痛苦。
And that gave us a lot of pain.
让你无法继续的前行，你就常常在原地绕圈，就好像摩西把那个以色列人带出埃及一般。
So these painful experiences are making you walking in circles, and you can't just leave. And then it's just like Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们都知道出埃及不是目的，目的是要带领神的百姓进入神所预备的迦南美地。
So we all know leaving Egypt, Exodus, is not the purpose. The purpose is to go to Canaan.
但为什么这些属神的百姓在旷野绕行了40年才进到迦南地呢？
But how come these people of God, they were in the desert for 40 years in circles?
为什么？
Why?
因为他们无法忘记背后，他忘不了在埃及吃的和喝的。
Because they cannot forget what was left behind. They cannot forget what they were eating and having a good life in Egypt.
他们也无法面对现实，因为眼前有太多的挑战和不知道。
And then they don't want to face what's in front of them because there's lots of uncertainties and challenges.
同样，今天我们在每一次的磨难当中、痛苦当中呻吟。
So similarly today, when we are experiencing this today, we're moaning in pain.
我们不能忘记，也不愿意忘记。
We don't want to forget, and we can't forget.
我们害怕前行，也不肯前行。
We are scared of moving forward, so we don't move forward.
为此，保罗就说，无论道路有多么的艰难，你都要竭尽全力，只做一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
So that's why Paul said, doesn't matter how hard it is, we have to press on, forgetting what lies behind and pressing on towards what lies ahead.
对那些痛苦的经历和记忆，饶恕是释放自己最好的方法和捷径。
For those painful experiences and memories, the best thing to do is forgiveness.
基督徒活在世上，不是为承接苦难而活。
Being Christians on earth, the purpose is not to be in pain.
乃是为荣耀主名而活。
It's to glorify God's name.
说到努力面前的。
So now we're talking about straining on towards what lies ahead.
这个努力也是动词。
So straining is a verb as well.
自从保罗在大马色的路上被耶稣基督的灵抓住以后。
So since Paul was caught by the Holy Spirit while he was on the road to Damascus,
保罗自己就努力的来认识这位基督。
Paul himself tries really hard to get to know this Christ.
保罗越认识基督，他就越想经历基督的大能。
So the more Paul knows about Christ, the more he wants to experience his power.
他意识到
，He realized，
他需要用自己的生命好好努力面前的每一天。
He needs to use his life to press onward every day.
即便是他被抓在监狱里的时候
，Even when he is in jail，
他也要与基督有一个亲密的关系。
He needs to have an intimate relationship with God。
因着这个亲密的关系，让他的品格不断的改变。
And because of this intimate relationship he has, his characters are being changed continuously。
这使得他的生命 成为一个充满活力的过程。
And his life becomes a very lively one.
越来越有耶稣基督的样式。
More and more Christ-like.
越来越像基督的过程。
More and more like Christ as a process.
今天是家庭主日。
So today is family worship.
家庭是健康教会和社会稳定的一个重要元素。
Families are a very important element of healthy churches and stable society.
让我们一起来回顾一下我们的家庭生活是如何呢？看看哪些地方是健康的，哪些地方是需要改进的。
So let us look back on our family lives and see if there's the really healthy parts and then maybe there are parts that needs to be improved.
好，第一个来说，我们来想一下，对长辈，无论是公婆、爷爷奶奶，或是岳父岳母、外公外婆。
Okay, so for the elderly, now our first thing, it's all the grandparents and parents.
我们有哪些做得好和做得不够的地方呢？
Is there things that we did well and maybe not so well?
是否尽了做儿女的孝道呢？
Did we have parental obedience?
神说孝敬父母使你在世长寿，你做到多少了呢？
So God said honor your parents, so how well did you do that?
好，再想夫妻间的关系。
So now we can think about your relationship between spouses.
我们是够亲密、够健康，以至于我们可以成为孩子的好榜样呢？
Are we having a really intimate, healthy relationship that it could be a good example for the children?
还是我们常常冲突，以至于我们觉得家里头没有爱，连自己都觉得很冷？
Or do we have lots of conflicts all the time, and then the whole atmosphere at home is very cold?
再往下，父母跟孩子的关系呢？
What about the relationship between parents and children?
我们是够亲密、够健康，以至于我们可以全家一起向上成长呢？
Are we having a really intimate and healthy relationship that we're growing together as a family?
还是我们之间代沟越来越大，沟通越来越困难，关系越来越疏远呢？
Or are we having a bigger and bigger gap, and then it's harder and harder to communicate?
我们做儿女的有没有孝顺父母、听父母的话呢？
And as children, do we obey our parents?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
无论你在2018年做的好与不好。
Doesn't matter how well you did in 2018.
都要在警醒当中能够忘记背后努力面前的。
So we need to be alerted that we should forget what lies behind and strain towards what is ahead.
因为无论是对老人，是对自己，或是对我们的孩子，大家都在改变当中。
Because no matter for whom, for the children, for the parents, for the elderly, we're all changing.
都在人生不同旅途的不同阶段。
We're all in different stages of our lives.
所以我要举一个夸张一点的例子来说。
Okay, I'm going to give a little bit exaggerated example.
我们不能以对待50岁老妈的态度来对待70岁的老妈。
So we can't treat...A mom who's 50-year-old the same way who is 70.
她五十岁能做的事，在七十岁的时候，她可能做不了了。
When there's things that she can do when she's 50, but when she turns 70, she can't do it anymore.
她健康的时候能做的事，现在她有病，可能做不了了。
There's things that she can do when she's healthy, but maybe now she's not as healthy, so she can't do those things anymore.
我们也不能以对待三岁孩子的态度来对待八岁的孩子、十岁的孩子，甚至十二岁的孩子。
So we also can't treat the kids the same way. We can't treat kids who are 3 the same way when they're 8 or 10 or 12.
同样的， 做妻子的生孩子之前和之后也不一样。
So,
更年期的前后也不一样。
For the wives, before having children and after having children, it can be totally different. And before and after menopause as well.
那做丈夫的也是一样。更年期的前后还有退休的前后可能都是不一样的。
And for the husbands, they're the same thing. So before and after menopause and maybe before and after retirement are totally different.
所以忘记背后努力面前是有他很多的深意在里面。
So forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead has deeper meanings.
再说我们的神也是做新事的神。
Plus, our God is a God who does new things.
我们和他的关系也是要不断的更新的。
So the relationship between him and us are continued to be renewed as well.
所以保罗以认识基督，不断的认识基督为至宝。
So Paul thinks it's the most precious thing to get to know Christ.
他甘愿每天带着极大的渴慕，要来经历和更深的认识这位真神。
So he longs every day to come and get to know and experience this God.
最近我们一位同工十岁的儿子啊，在滑雪的时候把这个大腿，受伤了。
So one of our staff member's son, he's 10 and he got hurt when he was skiing recently.
缝了二十多针。
And he got 20, more than 20 stitches on his leg.
当他妈妈很心疼的来问他说：“儿子啊，疼不疼啊
？”And when the mom asked the son, "Did it hurt?"
这个儿子告诉妈妈说
：“And the son told the mom,
妈妈，神很爱我，都没有伤到骨头哎，一点都没关系。等我好了以后，我还要去学。
”And he told his mom that, God really loves me. I didn't get hurt. My bones are fine.I'll be fine too. I'll go learn. I'll continue to learn how to ski after.
他还告诉妈妈说，现在我知道了，我的同学脚扭伤之后有多疼了。
Now I also can understand how painful it will be for my classmates to have a sprained ankle.
他又告诉妈妈说，现在我也知道耶稣基督被打鞭伤的时候有多疼了。
And I also know how much it would hurt for Jesus to be beaten.
我才是受伤一个地方，耶稣基督可是伤了全身哎。
I only got hurt at one place, but Jesus has a lot of wounds.
我听到这个妈妈跟我的分享，我是很感动的。
So I'm very touched by this sharing from the mom.
一个十岁的孩子
，a 10-year-old boy.
在他人生的障碍赛当中，他成功的跨越了这次意外的事故。
So he's successfully passed the obstacle course of his life.
他战胜了这个意外受伤所带来的疼痛和不方便行走的事。
So he passed the test of the accident, and he also went through with the pain and the hardness.
他忘记背后，努力面前的。
So he is forgetting what is behind, and he's straining toward what is ahead.
他在刚强壮胆的路上，向着标杆直跑。
He is running towards the final goal.
好，第二点，我们要向着标杆直跑。
Okay, second, we're pressing on towards the goal.
当我们忘记背后，努力面前的，我们的目的就是要向着标杆直跑。
So after we're forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what's ahead, our purpose is to go towards the goal.
我们就是要让自己的生命专注在主耶稣基督的生命上面。
We need to let our own lives focus on Jesus Christ.
这就是保罗的标杆。
And this is Paul's goal.
因为他以认识基督为至宝。
Because it is the most precious thing for him to know Christ.
认识基督是一个过程。
Knowing Christ is a process.
基督徒在地上生活是一个旅程。
The Christians living on earth is a journey.
这个旅程的标杆只有一个。
And there's only one final goal for this journey.
就是认识基督，得着基督。
That is to know Christ and want Christ.
而且呢，我们在这个旅程的当中呢，可以有很多的小站。
So while we're on this journey, there's little, like many small breaks.
这些小站记载了我们人生方方面面被主塑造、竭力追求和得着。
So these are the little things that we are going through lives and then we are pressing on to follow and get.
所以我们要呢，先要确定目标。
So what we need to do is to set a small goal.
怎么确定这些小目标呢？
How do we set these small goals?
我们要在祷告中寻求神的心意。
We need to pray and know God's will.
比如说
，For example，
我2019年的时候，我可以定一个小目标，就是我的主日崇拜不再迟到。
We can have a small goal, for example, that I will not be late for Sunday service in 2019.
这可是建立守时的好习惯呢。
This is a really good habit to form.
这是尊重别人，也善待自己。
This is respecting others and doing good for yourself.
不随便的失去任何一次听到和领受神教导的机会。
And we're not forfeiting any chances to get to hear God's word.
我也可以准备一个小本子，每次把听到的领受和感动记录下来。
I can also have a little notebook and then I can write down all the notes and stuff that I get from the sermon.
回去我可以多看、多想、多祷告。
And then I can go home and read it over, and I can think about it and pray about it.
或者我要委身参加主日学和小组聚会，谦卑受教，健康成长。
Or I can commit to going to Sunday school and small group meetings to continue to grow.
那我自己的目标呢，就是第一个，每天晚上10点开始灵修，记灵修笔记。
So my own goal is that I will start doing my devotions at 10 p.m. every night and write devotion notes.
每天早上起来，先跟神祷告，再跟人说话。
And every morning after I wake up, I will pray to God first and then talk to other human beings. Human.
第三是每个主日把自己的听到的领受记在笔记本上。
And the third one is I will take notes for every sermon.
我女儿 Jerry 的目标是呢
Okay, my goal is to sleep earlier and wake up earlier and do my devotions in the morning every day before going to work.
那请问你早上早起是几点？早睡是几点呢？
We will see.
那第二个，我们要来设立目标，设立标杆。
And the second one, we want to set goals, bigger goals.
比如说2019年1月到3月，我的主日崇拜不迟到。
So for example, for the first 3 months, January to March in 2019, I will not be late for Sunday service.
听到做笔记，回家跟家人分享。
I would take notes for the sermon and I would share it with my family.
那这样做的目的呢，就是让神的道存在我心里越久越好。
And this is to have God's word in my heart for longer.
就是我要把这个灵粮吃下去。
So I'm digesting his words actually.
好，那4到6月呢，在我持续主日崇拜不迟到的这个基础上。
So from April to June, with that good habit of not being late to Sunday service,
我开始操练全家的一起祷告。
We can start doing family prayers together.
我认识一个家庭哈，他们住在 Vancouver.
I know a family and they live in Vancouver.
那他们家有4个孩子，最小的3岁。
So they have 4 kids, and the youngest is 3.
他们每天晚上他们会一起来做谢饭的祷告。
So they say grace before dinner every night.
但是不单单只是谢饭的祷告，还会加入一到两个代祷的事项。
So when they say grace, they don't just pray for the food. They also put in 1 to 2 other prayer requests.
这孩子的奶奶告诉我说，6岁的老三啊，每一次在祷告完了之后，如果他感觉祷告的还不够，他会继续在那里闭上眼睛，双手合在一起，继续来祷告。
So the third kid who's 6, she'll continue to pray if she thinks the prayer wasn't complete enough when they did it together. So she will continue to pray herself.
而且在之后呢，她常常会问妈妈，有什么是 update 的呢？
So after they pray for a certain time, she would actually go and ask her mom for updates for the prayer requests.
这是什么？让我看到说，在这样的一个家庭中，小小的孩子从小就经历祷告的大能。
So this is a good example of the little kids also experiencing how God is working among us.
而且他从小就学习，个人不单顾自己的事，也顾别人的事。
And she's also learning to not only, look not only.To his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
第三个是定义直跑。
The third one is press on towards the goal.
当我们有了目标，有了标杆，我们就要定义直跑。
So now that we have the small goals and the bigger goals, now we need to go toward the goals.
当我们自己的和我们家人的、我们孩子的目标标杆都设立好的时候，我们就要一起来决定我们家庭祭坛的时间了。
So now the whole family has got their goals set up. Now we can set up our family altar.
刚开始的时候，家庭可以一个月一次，慢慢的可以每周都有一次。
So when we just start, you can do it once a month, and then eventually we can increase it to.Become a weekly meeting.
我们家的家庭祭坛时间就是每周周六的上午10点。
Yeah, our family altar is every Saturday morning.
重点就是同心的祷告，彼此的鼓励，我们要让自己成为一个委身的基督徒，向着标杆直跑。
So the point is to pray together, to encourage each other, and that we can run toward the goal together.
委身是需要牺牲的。
Commitment requires sacrifices.
耶稣基督他忘记背后。
Jesus Christ, he forgets what lies behind.
他从天上来到人间。
So he came from heaven to earth.
他努力面前的，他取了奴仆的形象，要救人，就成为人的样式和榜样。
So he strains forward, Because he's taking the form of a servant, and because he's being a human being, then he's setting up examples for the human.
他向着标杆直跑，既然有人的样式，他就自愿卑微，顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
And he's running toward the final goal is being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross.
因为他说，父啊，愿你的旨意成就。
And he also said, Father, may your will be done.
他向着父神为他所立的十字架的标杆直跑。
So he's running towards the goal that God has given, which is the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
正因为耶稣基督在地上活着的时候，他忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So when Jesus Christ was still alive on earth, he also forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what's ahead and run towards the goal.
这生命的榜样就感动了保罗。
So this real life example, it touched Paul.
所以保罗也以这一生认识基督为至宝为标杆。
So he himself set up this goal to know Christ to be the most precious thing for his life.
但是向着标杆直跑这6个字可不简单。
But press on toward the goal. These words are not easy.
我们常常不是向着这个标杆直跑，而是向着很多标杆乱跑。
A lot of times we don't just run towards that one correct goal. We're running towards lots of random goals.
因为我们想要世上很多的东西。
Because we want so many things in the world.
我们也很难直跑，我们常常是原地打转。
And a lot of times we don't run towards the goal. We're running around.
我们跑错跑道，看错标杆，弄错方向。
We may run in wrong directions. We may be running towards the wrong goal.
因为我们被世上的诱惑弄瞎了眼睛。
Because we might be blinded by all the wants.
求神怜悯和帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们可以向着标杆直跑。
That we can really press on towards the right goal.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我们的标杆就是认识基督。
So, our goal is to know Jesus Christ.
我们的跑道就是效法基督。
And our running tracks is to follow Jesus Christ.
这也是保罗的生命之路。
And this is Paul's life journey.
保罗说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So, Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
最近我们当中的有一位姐妹哈，她突然失去了她心爱的丈夫，非常的痛苦和伤心。
So recently there's a sister among us that she just lost her husband and she's very sad.
那我们当中的一位老妈妈去探访这位姐妹的时候，她就很感动。
And one of the older sisters among us, when she went to visit this younger sister, she was very touched.
因为他知道那种痛，几年前他也经历他老伴过世。
She understands that pain because she lost her husband a few years ago as well.
所以这个老妈妈就决定要把这个姐妹接到自己家里来住，陪伴她走过这段不容易的路。
So this older sister, really wants to invite the younger sister to come and live with them, to help her.
要知道是老妈妈也是住在自己的女儿女婿家中。
So the older sister, she lives with her daughter and her son-in-law and their family.
感谢主的是，这一家老少，甚至包括他的小外孙，都全家人同意把这个姐妹接到家中来。
And praise the Lord that not only the daughter, the son-in-law, and even the grandson was okay in accepting that they can invite the sister to come and stay with them.
一家人用心来陪伴和照顾这位姐妹三个多礼拜。
So the whole family, they took care of the sister for 3 weeks.
直到圣诞节前，儿子从美国回来，才把妈妈接回去。
Until...Just before Christmas holidays, the son of the younger sister came back from U.S. and got her back to their own house.
老妈妈体会耶稣基督怜悯的心肠。
So the older sister, she has experienced the merciful hearts of Jesus Christ.
她爱姐妹如己。
She loves the other sister just as she would for herself.
她忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
She's forgetting what lies behind, and she's straining towards what's in front and pressing on towards the goal.
当全家人都同心的来陪伴和爱这个姐妹的时候，他们就一同经历神的大能和恩典。
And this whole family, they've experienced God's love and power by doing this.
耶稣说，施比受更有福。
Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
就在他们全家真心来照顾和陪伴姐妹的同时
，So when their whole family is taking care of the sister,
神就把他的奖赏赐给了他们。
God has already given them the prize.
我们当中可能有许多人只要荣耀，不要实价。
There might be people, some people in with us that we just want glory, but we don't want the cross.
我们只要发光，不要燃烧。
We just want to shine in front of people, but we don't want to be burned.
但是对耶稣基督来说
，But to Jesus Christ,
十架是冠冕的先锋，没有十架就没有冠冕。
So the cross is comes before the crown, and if there is no cross, there is no crown.
对基督徒的我们来说也是一样的。
So for us Christian, it's the same thing.
耶稣基督再来的日子近了，我们要快快地向着标杆直跑。
The second coming of Christ is coming, so we need to run towards the goal.
愿我们能够珍惜我们活在地上的时间，我们为主而活，为主来发光。
May we take care of the time that we are on earth, that we can live for Him and we can shine for Him.
最后，让我们在基督里来领受神将这一生蒙大恩的秘诀赏赐给我们的启示和祝福。
So we want to remember the revelations and blessings from God.
让我们一起像一家人一样来学习。怎么样将这个大的恩典，将这个秘诀用在我们的生命当中
？So let us learn like a family together that we can know the secret.
让我们在2019年和以后的旅程当中，都能够彼此的鼓励，彼此的同心，来做这个大秘诀在我们的生命中。
So in 2019, the years to come, that we can do this together.
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And that is forgetting what's behind and straining on towards what's ahead, running towards the goal.
好，我现在请你跟旁边的人说哈，你说明年我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Okay, tell to the person next to you that next year I will forget what's behind, run towards the goal, and Yeah, that.
忘记面前。
哎，忘记后
面前。
忘记背后。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神的灵运行在我们当中，哈，神都知道。所以我们要在基督里，为要得着基督，我们同心合意，一起在2019年向着标杆来直跑。
So let's run towards the goal together in 2019.
让我们在操练这个向着标杆直跑，在生活中效法基督的生命当中，来等候耶稣基督的第二次再来。
So while we're waiting for his second coming, we can do this in our daily life. We can practice to do this together.
我知道这做起来不容易。
I know it's not easy to do.
所以我现在邀请我们今天是家庭为单位来的哈，请你们都可以到前面来，我们一起来向神祷告，我们求神的恩典，求神的祝福，求神的帮助来到我们当中，进到我们的家庭，进到我们每一位老老小小啊的生命当中，好吧？我请那个回应诗歌的团队，敬拜团队上来哈，我们一边唱，我们一起邀请大家啊，带着你的孩子，带着你的家人，我们到前面来啊，我们一同的来回应哈。然后我请牧师来为大家做祷告。
So today's family worship, so we would like to invite you guys to come forward in families, and then we'll pray together.